seems I've survived yet another day not being detected, but still, I feel it. I know I'm always being monitored somehow. A healthy paranoia, maybe. I'm not connected. I've purposely chosen not to be. I mean, some of us prefer to live offline. We don't want the implant. We're not going to drink the Kool-Aid. We simply want privacy. I mean, we draw the line at this last freedom. I mean, simple autonomy. I mean, that's all we ask. I mean, really, it's all we have. The system has ripped us of our wealth, or better said, removed the illusion of it. And how did this become a radical movement? I mean, in just my lifetime. It's dangerous, though you can't tell from the masses of seemingly willing participants in these voluntary lobotomies. I mean, I can't imagine having anything like that inside my body. I can't even wear contact lenses. Don't want an easy pass. I can hardly stand having a ComCon being bound to a communication device. Yeah, okay, I was born in the middle of last century, 2070. I can remember waiting for a computer to boot, you know, Windows 13. Yeah, and I remember running up my parents' com account during my adolescence, chasing the girls. But I can barely recall seeing any actual cash, no paper money. I mean, I've never used it in my adult life, though my parents have always told me about the good old days. And yeah, it was my granddad's coin collection, I saw that. Yeah, but cash has become obsolete. I mean, using my com account code is all I've known. I mean, if you don't have a valid commerce account, well... Listen, it's not just about income disparity like in the early 2000s. You must now be connected to the global commerce system somehow, anyhow, if you want to participate in the legit economy. But if you live in black market, you're harvesting and trading energy. You're accumulating electric cells. You know, batteries to eat, to sleep. Yeah, I've hidden a little gold, but you can't trust the traders, and you have to watch for the raiders stealing your stuff. But remember, it was just too easy to get anything via your com account. All you had to do was activate your personal risk ComCon with its G12 connection. You could have anything delivered to where you stood via a GPS drone. I mean, get any information you needed, book transportation, housing, pay your bills, get paid, run a business. I mean, you can get a date, you can get laid. We were all addicted to the network. Well, the concept seemed benign. I mean, imagine not needing a terminal, a computer, or even a ComCon to connect. A simple implanted cranial intracommunication device, an ICIC. An always-on G15 satellite broadband connection. Whatever, whenever, wherever. Lounging on the beach in the Caribbean. Trudging through the mountains of Tibet. Injured on the side of the road. I mean, they were easily marketed through fear. Protect your kids. Keep an eye on grandma. She's fallen. She can't get up. Of course, everybody signed up. Rather quickly. And now it's the only way we can vote? Connected? Gerrymandering without net neutrality. I mean, it also makes Nanocom not just the biggest corporation, but the largest entity on the planet. But who knew? I mean, we should have known when they became free. I mean, nothing's really free. We should have learned from the bearded ones in the late 2000s. They were right. They understood. They foresaw the cross-referencing of this accumulated government-sponsored surveillance, the privately acquired info through our ISPs and free social media, along with our credit ratings, our health records, driving records, DNA records, all thrown into this master database. What? The beards? They use that to get around the facial recognition software. It's everywhere. but they were dismissed by all of us. Yeah. Yes, we who were so comfortable with our credit ratings, our electronic conveniences, our connected diversions, our social networking, despite what we were losing. I mean, the pervasive free market mentality at the time neglected to ask a key question: who's controlling all of this? The implants, the master database, and this powerful, ubiquitous connection to literally billions of minds. Who's in charge of this stuff? I mean, it's not in the hands of any government. Governments have become irrelevant. The volatility of all these online direct elections have rendered them ineffective. And the clowns they have running for office, they change overnight. I mean, it doesn't matter anyway. The borders are obsolete. The walls are meaningless. Commerce is global, man. It's boundless. But consolidated control in just a handful of companies, if not just the one, a private interest not bound by any constitutional imperatives nor our human rights agenda. Yeah, it's scary. I mean, the caveats are apparent. It was insidious, but seemingly swift. Paradigms changed. Now the millions of us nouveau radicals due to circumstance who have had our comfort sabbaticals interrupted. I mean, some took to the streets. Globally. A lot of us, we've just gone underground. You know, we who are not connected are being cajoled. We're being forced to comply with this government-required plant directive, the grid. I mean, the advertising, the promotion, the canvassing, the false prophets, the faux politicians. Even the preachers and the teachers are extolling the virtues of a connected life. Man, I even hear in the outlying areas, implanting is now involuntary. I mean, actual human safaris, bag and tag. All in the name of some greater good. This is the evolving story of our struggle.